Craig has his first camping trip with the Boy Scout troop. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Today we're going to talk about Craig. Craig is Bobby's older brother who's 11 years old. Craig is a new Boy Scout who just joined his Boy Scout troop. There are 35 other Boy Scouts in the troop, and all of them are Craig's age or older. Boy Scouts have ranks. There are different ranks in the Boy Scouts, and when a new boy comes into the Scouts, he is called a Scout. The next rank higher is Tenderfoot, and Craig wants to be a Tenderfoot. A number of years ago, the Boy Scouts changed their charter, and now they accept girls into the Scouts. They changed their name to Scouting America. Craig's Boy Scout troop is all boys. There are 36 boys in the troop. There's a scout leader and two assistants. Today's story talks about Craig's first camping trip with his Boy Scout troop. On Saturday morning, Craig was up early and he referred to his scout's handbook to make sure that he put his uniform on properly. He came down to breakfast, all dressed, ready to go. At least he thought he was ready to go. His father said, "Craig, there's something you're going to need." And Craig was interested. What could he need? His father said, "I got you something you're going to need on this trip. You need a pocket knife." And he handed Craig a pocket knife. It's a Swiss Army knife, and it has folding blades. It has different blades for different purposes, including two screwdrivers and a tool for cleaning one's fingernails. When Craig's father handed him his knife, he said, "Now be careful. This is sharp. We don't want you to get cut." Craig assured his dad that he would be careful. He smiled broadly and put his new pocket knife into his pocket. After breakfast, they got in the car and drove to the church where they have their scout meetings. This is where the troop is gathering to go to the camping trip. Not all the boys in the troop could come on this camping trip. 17 boys signed up, and two of the scout leaders are coming, the main scout leader and the assistant. They gathered at the church where parents dropped the boys off, and they decided who was going to drive and how many cars were needed to get all the boys to the scout camp. The camping area that they chose is about a half hour's drive from the church. When all was decided, they loaded all their supplies into the cars and vans and took off to the campsite that they had chosen. They had brought the tents and all the cooking supplies so that they could spend the night at the Boy Scout camp. The scout leaders were very well prepared. They have done this many times before. When they arrived at the camp, they looked around and saw the place that the scout leader told them they would put up their tents. Because there were 17 scouts, we would need 9 tents for the scouts. 2 boys to each tent, but one boy would be alone in his tent. They saw a ring of rocks with some ashes and burnt wood, and this is where the campfire would be built. Away from this part of the camping area, there was a portable toilet and a place to wash one's hands. The scouts were instructed to choose buddies and pick up their tent from the van so that they can set up their camping equipment. For Craig, it was easy because he and Trevor had already decided that they were going to share a tent. They were very good friends. So they immediately went to the van and picked up their pup tent. They brought it to where the scout leaders had told them, and they started putting it up. They had read about this in the Boy Scouts handbook, but also on the internet. So they knew what to do, almost. They put up their tent, and then the assistant scout leader came and helped them with some adjustments to make it a little better. There were 3 rows of tents, and each row had 3 tents in it. The tents were set up a distance away from the fire for safety. Eventually, all the tents were set up, and the scout leader and his assistant checked each one to make sure that it was properly erected and that it was going to be safe. Next, the boys put their bedroll inside the tent, and they decided where they would keep their clothes and supplies at the foot of their bedroll. After all the tents were set up, the scout leader told the boys to explore around the camping area, but to not go too far away. Trevor and Craig immediately did what they were told. They went further away from the campsite and went into the woods. They walked a little ways and found an old rusty car. The windows were broken, the headlights were broken, the seats were gone, and 2 of the wheels were missing. Everything was rusty. There were a couple of bullet holes in the side of the car. They looked at it with great interest, and then they continued on their journey. They came upon some fence posts in a line. Some of them were tilted over. They were old, dry wood. There was barbed wire between some of these fence posts, but in many places the barbed wire was broken and hanging. And they looked at this. They realized they had never seen a barbed wire fence up close. This was a very old barbed wire fence. As they continued on their exploration, they came upon a small stream. It was not very wide, and it was less than a foot deep. The water was moving, but it was moving slowly. They saw some little minnows, small fish, swimming in the water. They heard some frogs, and as they got closer, they saw several frogs jump into the water. They went a little further to the left and they found a place where a log had been placed across this stream. So they walked across the log. And now they're on the other side of the stream. They continued their exploration and then they saw something they didn't expect. It was big and it was black and it surprised them. It was a cow. Actually, it was a calf. It appears that the calf was at least as surprised at seeing them as they were seeing the calf. They talked among each other quickly. What if it's a bull? Is he going to charge us? Should we climb one of these trees? What are we going to do? How do we get away? And while they were having that discussion, the calf turned and walked away. Whew, I'm glad he left. At this point, the boys decided to go back to the camping area and tell the other scouts what they had found. They'd had enough adventure for the moment. When they got back to the camping area, the boys were seated on logs looking at the scout leader. He was beginning to talk to them about the first merit badge that they would be working on this weekend, firemanship. So Craig and Trevor took their place on a log and listened to the presentation. The boys quickly got bored. They were interested in getting their firemanship merit badge, but the scout leader was talking about fire safety and how to put fires out, and Craig for sure wanted to build a fire, not put one out. So he was a little bored. So that's the end of this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. And I invite you to come back on future episodes where we talk about Craig's exploits on his Boy Scout camping trip. In the next episode, something happens. We'll see you then. Bye.